Again, welcome to all this evening. It's good to be with you again. Look forward to the evening and working together in our praise and adoration of our God and encouraging one another. He is in our midst. From Isaiah 12, at verse 3, we read, "With joy you shall draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, 'Give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples, proclaim that His name is exalted, sing praises to the Lord, for He has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.'" Let's let the words of God's prophet richly dwell within us as we sing, "Draw from the springs of salvation." Draw from the springs of salvation, give thanks to His great and holy name. Make known His deeds among the people, make known His exalted way. Praise the Lord and shout for joy, for the Holy One is in our midst. Praise the Lord and shout for joy, for He is in our midst. Call on His name with thanksgiving. Yes, joyously praise His name in song. Through love He authored our salvation. Through love He did give His Son. Praise the Lord and shout for joy, for the Holy One is in our midst. Praise the Lord and shout for joy, for He is in our midst. Amen. When all of God's singers get home, this song describes faithful Christians as God's singers, and we are His singers indeed. What a song of delight in that city so bright will be rafted 'neath heaven's fair dome. How the ransom will raise happy songs, it is praise, when all of God's singers get home. When all of God's singers get home, wherever a sorrow will come, there'll be no place like home when all of God's singers get home. Having overcome sin, hallelujah, amen, will be heard in that land of the foam. Every heart will be light and each face will be bright when all of God's singers get home. When all of God's singers get home, wherever a sorrow will come, there'll be no place like home when all of God's singers get home. What a joy it is to be with you again this evening and encouraging one another and working with one another in this noble and very enjoyable effort. Appreciate so much the compliments and encouragement that you've given and the kind and participation and your attention as we work together in this effort. As we began Sunday evening, our meeting is comprised of a twofold purpose: tuning the heart, dealing with the purpose and our attitudes within song worship, and then tuning the voice, addressing the issues that are necessary to fulfill that purpose. You know, Paul in 1 Corinthians, he addressed the congregation there by talking about the purpose of their assembly and the attitudes of those that were in that assembly. And then he focused on some very specific logistics of how they were to go through that, some mechanics that they needed to do in order to do it in a decently and orderly manner. And so following that model, we're going to do that again tonight. We're going to be starting off tuning the heart, talking about the purpose and our attitudes when it comes to song worship. We're going to let the words of a hymnologist, a hymn writer, in a prayer that he wrote, we're going to let his words kind of give us some points to consider when it comes to our song worship. Forgive us, Father, if we make music into a god to be worshipped for its own sake, for careless performance and for singing music unfit for your praise, for drawing attention to ourselves instead of pointing to you, for musical snobbery, for sentimentality, for neglect of the meaning of a song, and for singing without personal commitment to you. Help us, Father, from this moment on to so surrender our powers to you as the one who granted them to us, that in cooperation with one another, we may be your servants, leading your people in the solemnity and exuberance of worship. Let's examine some of the points that he makes. Make music into a god. What could that mean and apply to us? Well, might be preferring and leading one style of music, or selecting songs based on popularity or personal preference, letting the music be more important than the words, making the musical experience more important than the understanding and worship. He talked about careless performance. That could mean lacking planning and preparation, having a casual and informal attitude, a lax attitude, not seeking to correct distracting habits, and have an attitude that is just singing. How about singing music unfit for praise? Singing songs that are not appropriate for the time. Singing songs for their musical exhibition. Someone said perhaps the poorest song to sing are the same ones, which maybe shows a lack of thought, a lack of planning and purpose. Because repetition without planning and purpose just creates thoughtless habit. Drawing attention to ourselves. You can do too much or not enough in leading that will cause attention to be drawn to yourself. Making avoidable mistakes due to being unprepared. Acting in a too casual or maybe the opposite, just too grim a manner. We want to avoid the extremes of cheerleading or just no expression at all. Musical snobbery. Well, maybe having a know-it-all attitude or letting the faults of others alter our attitude. Being negative and impatient with inexperience or ignorance. Letting our likes, preferences, and judgments, or even our inexperience and ignorance hinder our involvement and support. Sentimentality. Acting and thinking based on personal preference, traditionalism, emotionalism, or tender attachment. Letting our feelings govern our choices. Neglect the meaning of a song. We can readily see what that would mean. Lacking study and preparation. Failing to know the words and the meanings of the lyrics that we sing. Singing just for the beauty of the music to the neglect of the meaning of the words. Music captures us immediately, but it takes thought to grab onto the words. Sometimes it's just easy to let the music roll on without paying much attention to what we're singing. singing without personal commitment to God. Just going through the motions, doing a duty without the depth of thought needed. Acting out of habit. Not taking worship seriously or having the commitment needed. Not applying what we've sung. Surrender our powers to God. Having an attitude of dependence and humility. Being a willing servant. Being willing to improve and to grow. Be willing to accept correction and suggestions. Being willing to wait patiently. Being willing to accept responsibility. In cooperation with one another. Being unified in our efforts. Coordinating our efforts. Understanding our roles and supporting one another. Willing to be led and willing to follow. Being able to have some give and take on our part. Last of all, he said, I think, something that's very descriptive of true worship. The solemnity and the exuberance of true worship. Properly conveying in our planning, in our leading, and our following, the reverence and the joy of worship. Someone has described it as the blessed tension in our hearts. There are two poles of biblical worship. One is awe and wonder. The other is intimacy. Realizing that God is unapproachable. He dwells in unapproachable light. And yet, He's approachable in Christ. Knowing that we are unworthy, yet in Christ we're forgiven. It's communicating the grandeur and the wonder of God with vitality and delight. It's encouraging, reverent, and wholehearted worship. When we have seen those two poles, there's the solemnity, there's the awesomeness, the wonder of God, and the unworthiness of our own souls. And then there's the celebration of the joy in Christ, that we receive the blessings, that we can rejoice always in the Lord. We've talked about the song worship leader's role in this matter. Regarding worship, it's not to lead singing or songs, but it's to lead worship. And the source of our worship is the Word of God. And we want to make our singing the results of the Word of God richly dwelling within us and making our singing a ministry of that. And remember, we lead and we sing the melody of the message. It's the words, those common words that are so important to us. And as we plan and learn how to grow in our planning, we plan in such a way that we can express a complete thought or an idea that is going to be very helpful. One of the members described that in his planning, he thought of an idea or a concept or a thought that followed a thought when he led. I said, that's encouraging because we know why we're singing the song and we know where we're going. We know what to look for when we sing a song. Very encouraging. We talked about the song worship leadership as something that's understandable, that's reproducible. It's precise, nothing extra, just what's needed. It's predictable, so we know what's going to happen. And it shows preparation, energy, and dignity. As we approach this, remember, we were sharing a lot of information as to how we can reach our goal of worship and edification. So don't be overwhelmed by that. If you're looking to start as a song worship leader, some have maybe never started. Now's a good time. You'll be able to take that first step and try to begin the process. It'll be a process that will continue. And you'll be able to continue and receive help. Take one step at a time. It's so encouraging in working with congregations over the years when a person who has never attempted to lead will be involved in the process. How encouraging that is to the congregation for someone to do that. And we encourage those that are here to do that. Let's let our attitude be that I can improve, and I'm going to improve my ability to worship my God and encourage my brethren in song. And in doing so, as we participate, we can be better followers and encouragers, and we'll feel more a part of what we're doing. Remember, our specific goal is to sing in the Spirit and the truth, is to sing a complete thought with a spirit and understanding in an orderly manner by starting, stopping, and staying together and following, which you've been doing such a good job. And again, we're not trying to make musicians out of anyone, but we're giving just enough information. Maybe it's only one thing that you take away, but it's one thing more than you had before, so that your understanding and appreciation of what is going on is more complete. Now we want to focus our thoughts on, again, what's necessary in tuning the voice, the things that will be necessary to aid us to that singing with the Spirit and the understanding, to take the next step, to explore the possibilities of what we can do. We have the order of presentation, which is a recommended method. It's been proven whereby we can begin or start to stay together, begin together, and to stay together. Again, we've announced this process. It's a good one to lock into, and it gives you something to hang on to and know what to do. Announcing the number, if we're not using the slides, announce the number, the title, the number, and what verses you're going to lead. And then we talked about finding that do that we worked on last night. That's extremely helpful in starting on the first word and saving us from having to scramble and trying to find our parts. Think about the speed that you're going to use, the message that you're going to sing. And then that ready position, which tells everyone we're going to begin. And then the wait, where we all connect and we're ready to start. Then we breathe together with a preparatory breath and we begin on the first word. We can continue throughout the song and hold the final note and cut it off. Last night, we talked about the common pitch that we need. Songs are structured around a specific tone. The key tone or the do is needed before singing can begin. And on the pitching devices, we have 12 tones available in the Hymns for Worship. We use 10 of them. We talked about last night, and especially if you don't have Hymns for Worship, you can determine what your do is by where the position of that triangle is on the staff. We noted that when there were no altered tones on the staff, it was the key of C. That's where do is. If there was one lowered, altered tone, that was the key of F. We remember that little saying, fat, two altered tones that are flatted, boys, three tones, or eat, four altered tones, A flat, apple, D flat, dumpling, for five flatted altered tones, and for the G flat, greedily. Then we talked about those that had to have raised altered tones. Again, none is C. With one sharp or altered tones, it was G, go. For two, it was D, down. Three, A, and. Four, eat. And five, to remember it, breakfast. And, of course, if you have Hymns for Worship, you've got the pitch and directing guide right there in the upper left corner to make it easy for you. You have the key first on every song. Then you have the directing pattern that you're going to use, two, three, or four. And then you'll have the starting syllable of the melody, as we practiced so well last night. Then we said we needed a common beat to stay together, to start together, and to follow the leader. Order and unity are accomplished with a directed beat. And we talked about the kinds of beats that there were, and we used that. Remember the beat that felt strong, weak. strong, weak. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That was the one pattern we learned. And then we talked about adding another beat. The feeling of strong, weak, weak. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then there was the quadruple pattern, the four pattern, where we felt strong, weak, weak, weak. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And how all those fit together or related to the songs that we sing in our hymnal. So we encourage right now, especially those that are going to be leaders or participating in that, if you would follow along and let's just practice going from 2 like we did last night to 3 and to 4. You just echo what I do, all right? So get the idea of that ready position. We're going to have you being quite involved tonight and we'll hopefully have a little bit of time that you can come up and we'll work with everyone. Let's try it together. Remember, if I say down, up, you say down, up, all right? Remember, you're going down and bouncing on the beat plane and then bouncing right back up. And you don't have to make a big deal out of it. Again, if all you can do is tap your toe, that's fine too. Here we go. Down, up. 1, 2. 1 and 2 and. 1 and 2 and. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Change. Down, out, up. 1, 2, 3. 1 and 2 and 3 and. 1 and 2 and 3 and. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Down, in, out, up. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Very good. And that's a way you can just go practice in front of a mirror or practice with someone else and work with them. And that's the way you can just get the feeling, get your muscles trained to go ahead and do that. Now, some fundamentals briefly that we'll need to know that will enhance our understanding. We have symbols for sound and symbols for silence. They're called notes and rests. And the only ones we want to remember right now that we care about is the half note, which usually gets two beats. It's an oval with a round object, whatever shape it might be. It's clear, but it has a stem on it. Okay, and then half of that, would half of a half is a quarter. And it looks the same way, but it's filled in instead. And then there's the eighth, which has a flag on it. And those are the three kinds of notes that we'll be paying attention to and understanding. Now we're talking about what we just demonstrated in the patterns. We have what we call simple time. Simple time means every time you give a beat, there's a count to it. One count per beat. And if you see a 2 in the beginning of the song on top, you know it's a simple time. And there are 2 beats per measure, as this is demonstrating. 1, 2, bar line. 1, 2, bar line. And that's the way we feel the beat throughout the song. Strong, weak. 1, 2. So every time your arm goes down, that's the bar line. That's a strong beat. And it helps keep us together. The pattern is duple. Down, up, 1, 2. All right, let's demonstrate that. God is so good. Now, the easiest way to learn to show the time is to sing a song by memory. If you put your book up and start reading the words, your arm the strong part of your reading part of your brain takes over and the motor skills go out. So you just do it by memory. Okay, for those that need to look, it's on 47, God is so good. But the rest, I want you to try, if you're learning to beat this, let's sing it by memory. If we trip up on the words, God understands we're doing this to get the feeling of how it works together, okay? There's our do. Where's our do? Do. So it's good. Now, I should have mentioned this before. This hand is for all the right-handers, and this hand is for all the left-handers, okay? If you're looking. Ready position? Do. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Okay, there it is. We felt that. 1, 2. God is so good. All right, very good. Let's go on now to the three pattern. And as we notice, there's a three on top, and it doesn't matter. I should have pointed out before in the last one. If it's half notes we're dealing with or quarter notes we're dealing with, the only difference between this and this here is the half notes are led slower. But they still go 1, 2, 3. Strong, weak, weak. 1, 2, 3. There's your bar line. Come down on 1, 2, 3 and bar line. Okay? Conductor beat pattern is the triple pattern. 1, 2, 3. Down, out, and up. So let's try. When my love to Christ grows weak. Okay? That's going to be a do up to a mi. Here's our do. Where's our do? Do. Okay, ready position? And we're going to go down, out, and up. Do, be. When my love. When my love to Christ grows weak, when for deeper faith I seek, then if thought I go to thee, Garden of Gethsemane. Always stop the song the way you started it. Okay, very good. We get that feeling. 1, 2, 3. Now, if there's a 4 on top of the time signature, it doesn't mean it matter if it's quarter notes or half notes. There's 4 beats. We think down, in, out, up. Strong, weak, weak, weak. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then the bar line, we come down again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? Get that feeling as we sing the song, the quadruple pattern. Down, in, out, and up. Let's try. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Here's our do. Where's our do? Do. Now we're thinking down, in, out, and up. What do? What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Good. We could stop on the last part that's sung there, and that everybody stopped on Zus together, Jesus together. Very good. And we notice there's a part in that song where the beat stops. Did you notice that? Snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. We just started up the song again. after we stopped on that hold or fermata. Some people call it a bird's eye. I don't know, I guess. All right. Now we're going to get a different feeling. We've gone to 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. But remember, we counted more than that, didn't we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Well, that's what we call compound or triplet time, because every time we have an accented beat, we're counting to three. The accented beats are 1 and 4 when the 6 is on top. And it doesn't matter whether it's quarter notes or eighth notes. This is just faster than that. It's still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's the feeling. Down, up with the accented beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, bar line, and then we start over again. And it's down and up this time, the same we did before with the simple time for 1, 2. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, let's try that. Let's apply it to sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Okay, the 2C there means 2 compound. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So if you see that in your directing guide, that's what that means. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're counting to 6, compound, triplet pattern. Okay? It's a do, mi. Here's our do. Let's give our do. Do, mi. And we're ready. Sing them over again to be wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. There was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It kind of bounces along, doesn't it? All right. Now, we're going with 9 on the top. We're going to count to 9 in the compound time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, using the down, out, and up. It's what we've already done and practiced before. Accented beats, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Start over again. Doesn't matter whether it's quarter notes or eighth notes. This one is just going to be faster than your quarter notes in speed. But we think the same way. All right, let's try one. Walking in sunlight all of my journey. Let's try that. That's a do down to the lower sol. It says 3C because that's a 3 compound. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All right. There's our do. Do, sol. Now, since this starts on 7, 8, 9 instead of 1, 2, 3, we have to show 4, 5, 6. 4, 5, 6, starting at 7, 8, 9, and then we come down. So it's walking in sun. Okay? Do, sol. Just follow me. Walking in sunlight all of my journey, over the mountains, through the deep vale. Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing His praises. Jesus is mine. Okay, there we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You notice that was another song that you stopped the beat, held the sound, and then just started it up like you started at the beginning. All right. One more. 4-beat compound rhythm. 12 is the top number. Okay, we've practiced this, counting to 12. Remember? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And then the bar line, and it starts over again. The measures have 12 either quarter notes worth in them or 12 eighth notes worth in them. Now, some of these can be quarter notes just so it's mathematically equivalent, is what we're saying. All right. And using songs that we know, we don't have to worry about that. We can just feel how it goes. All right, let's do this one. Try the next one, okay? Jesus, name above all names. All right. Going up to me from do. And we're thinking down, in, out, and up. There's our do. Do, be. Jesus' name above all names. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, Living Word. Excellent, excellent. Let's do this. I'd like to invite now the men who would like to take a step forward, those that are already leading and those that want to start. I'd like for you to come up and line up on either side here. Well, I'm going to be out in front of you all, so you could face the front, okay? So come on down. I can see some of you have been working really hard back there. That's great. I'm going to get out in front. We're going to use some of those memory songs again, and we'll start with God is So Good. Okay, that's number 47, if you need that. We don't need it. We're just going to sing the first verse up here and get that feeling of how it is looking out there and doing all goes through those. So we'll announce that. God is so good. Or number 47, God is so good. Number 47, we're going to sing the first verse. All right. And that starts on a do, an E flat. Go ahead and push E flat. It's in between E and D. And push it again. There's our do. Do. Let's see what our ready position looks like. It's down and up. You just follow me. Oh, okay. It's down. It's a two. Okay. Yeah, it's two. We're going to start with two. Okay, let's look at your ready position. Okay. That's good. And that's good. There it is. Yeah, arms out further. Now, you think of a policeman or a traffic officer, if they're going to get your attention, are they going to go like this? No, they're going to go like this, okay? So if you can, some people have trouble with shoulders, but if you can, it's better up here than down here. This means I don't really want you to sing very loud, okay? All right. There we go. Now we've got it. Where was that do again? I talked too much. All right. Excellent. Good. Here we go. Do. And we have the weight. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Okay, start, stay, and stop together. Very good. All right, we'll keep up you two here too long. When My Love to Christ Grows Weak, we just did it, the three pattern. Okay, and it's the C. Yeah, those are small. There it is. Good. It's do up to me. Do, be. Good ready position. Excellent. All right, here we go. Arm out just a little. There you go. Ooh, that's so much better. Do, be. When my love to Christ grows weak, when for deeper faith I seek, then if thought I go to thee, guarded of Gethsemane. Very good. Now, you don't have to use two hands, but that's, you know, this is left and right handers, well, you know, whatever. Okay. All right. One more. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood. All right. Yeah. That's a G. We need a G. There we go. Very good. There's our do. What can wash? So what pattern are we going to use? Four. Very good. Do. Ready position. Looking better all the time. Do. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank you, brothers, for your support. Very good. And this is your first time?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Very encouraging. We appreciate it so much. Thank you. If we have time, we'll return to that. We'll see how much time we do have. We want to continue in encouraging that and looking at the different ways of starting songs. Sometimes they start on the beat one, and sometimes they start on the last beat. Again, a review of the patterns. We know that the simple pattern is two, down and up, one, two. The compound pattern, remember, counts to six, one, two, three, four, five, six. But they use the same arm motion, which makes it convenient for us. The same thing with the triple pattern. The simple time, one, two, three. The compound time, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. And again, the quadruple pattern, simple time is in four, one, two, three, four. And the compound time goes to 12, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Now let's take a look. There's our pitch and directing guide. Let's take a look at some of those examples. Here's one that starts on beat one. When I survey the wondrous cross, 2-2, we know it's down, up. The half note gets the beat. 1-2 and 1-2. When I survey, okay? It has one flat in it, so what key would that be? F, yes. The fat boys eat apple dumplings, all right? Now we can pitch it and lead it. Do, down and up. When I survey the wondrous cross. Excellent. Okay. Let's look at another example. Well, I could have shown you the rest of it, but that's okay. How firm our foundation starts on beat two, and then you cross the bar line and go to beat one. So when we begin it, we're going to have to breathe going out. How firm a foundation. Why did it start on a second beat? Because there's only one half note sitting there, and there should be two in the first measure. Okay, so it's two, one, two, and. So we simply breathe out. How firm a foundation. Okay, three sharps. Ooh, what was that one? A, all right. Do, sol, it's the lower sol. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord. And we're going to run on to many that where you just go and then begin on the upbeat and then come on the downbeat. It's very simple. When my love to Christ grows weak, we've already done. So let's move on from there. I'm not ashamed to own my Lord. Now, this is the three-beat pattern. So, it starts on beat three. So we have to breathe on beat two. Two. I'm not ashamed to own. Okay? Half note makes it a little slower. So it's four flats. The key of A flat. Apple dumplings. All right. Where's our do? Do, sol. Ready position. And the going out and breathing out. I'm not ashamed to own my Lord, nor to defend His cause. Good. We're looking good. All right. Moving on. Glorious things of these are spoken. It's 4-2 time. Half notes get the beat. So it's down, in, out, up. Glorious things of thee. That one you may not know. But one flat makes it key of F. Do. Down, in, out, and up. Glorious things of thee are spoken. Very good. O sacred head now wounded starts on beat 4. Should be 4 half notes worth, like in this measure. But there's only one half note over there, so it's an incomplete measure. 4-1. How do we start it? The same way, going out. O sacred head now. All right. Excellent. No alterations at all is the key of C. Do, be. O sacred head now wounded with grief and shame weighed down. Excellent. Very good. We'll move right along. Forget all these are on here. I have to put the animation up ahead. All right. Moving on. 2-4 time. Now the quarter note's going to get the beat. And the only difference now is it's going to move a little faster, although this one we may want, since it's a prayer, we may want not to sing it too fast. But again, 2 is there. 1-2, bar line, so it starts on beat 1. 1 sharp, 1 alterated sharp gives us the key of go. G. Go. Ready position. Lord, we come before thee thou. Very good. Very good. Let's move on now. A mighty fortress starts on beat 2. A mighty fortress. When it starts on the last beat of the measure, what do? A might. You breathe out. Hand goes out. So we can sing on the upbeat and then come down. All right. 2 sharps, 2 altered tones gives us go down and eat breakfast. D. And there's the low do, but where does it start? On the high do. Okay. Do, be, so, do. A mighty fortress is our God. Very good. Now we're going to go to 3-4 time. Back to the triple pattern. Remember? 1-2-3. 1-2-3. 1 flat means the key of F. There's our do. Pitch it. Do. Down, out, and up. Son of my soul, thou Savior dear. Okay, is it for me, dear Savior? Starts on B3. B3 goes, is it for me? Is it for me? And it is. Due to Christ. So we got 3 and then 1-2-3. Starts on B3, we breathe on B2. 3-1. Okay? Our do is the key of F. I think same one we had. Do. Is it for me, dear Savior, thy glory and thy rest? Good. All right. Moving right along. O to be like thee starts with triplets. 3 and 1. Has that little 3 in there? That's a triplet. That's like a compound time, but it's only for that part of the measure. 3 and 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 and 1, two, okay? Two sharps, go down. There's our do. Do. It starts on beat three, so we have to breathe, show beat two, like going out, okay? Oh, to be like the blessed Redeemer. Very good. Just giving the idea of how it starts, getting it started, and then you can continue beating. Now, 4-4 time, fairest Lord Jesus, fairest Lord, bar line. Cross the bar line with another downbeat. If you get off, don't panic, just pat till you get to the bar line, and then get back on your pattern. All right, very good. 4-4 pattern, four sharps, go, eat. All right. Where's our do? Do. Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature. Very good. Just flows right along. My Jesus, I love thee starts on beat four. So we have to breathe on beat three again. There's three, so we can sing on my Jesus. Okay, one flat, fat, F. There's our do. Ready? Do. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. Good old 4-4 time. March right along. Okay, here's one that some of you lead. Also the same thing with how shall the young secure their hearts. It starts on beat three. There should be four quarter notes worth in there. We have a half note in that first measure. That's only worth two quarter notes, so it's half a measure. It's incomplete. So if you started on beat three, normally you'd breathe on beat two. But this is the weakest thing you could ever do. So I suggest you could double pat it, and then start your pattern, or just make it a two measure. Tis midnight, and it's much stronger, much clearer. So just make that a two. Down, up, and then down, in, out, up. Or if you want to, just pat, 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 and then start the pattern. But that's much stronger than trying to go this. Okay. All right. Four flats. Fat. Apple. All right. A flat. We got to go down to the sol. Do, sol. Tis midnight and all is brown. That's the way it works. Very good. And how shall the young secure their hearts? The same way. Do, do, be, sol. How shall the young secure their hearts? Starts the same way. Down, up, and then down, in, out, up. Very strong start. Anytime you can start down, the better we can do it. Okay. I walk with the King. Talks about the joy of our fellowship with our Lord. If you're able and willing, let's stand for this song. In sorrow I wandered, my spirit oppressed. It's in a compound time. So we're going to feel that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In sorrow I wandered, my spirit oppressed. Do, sol. In sorrow I wandered, my spirit oppressed. But now I am happy, securely I rest. From morning till evening, glad carols I sing. And this is the reason I walk with the King. I walk with the King, hallelujah. I walk with the King, praise His name. No longer my roam, my soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King. 4 years in the fetters of sin I was bound. The world could not help me, no comfort I found.
But now, like the birds and the sunbeams of spring, I see and rejoicing, I walk with the King. I walk with the King, hallelujah. I walk with the King, praise His name. No longer I roam, my soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King.
Amen. I do want to remember to thank Kyle for assisting in advancing these slides. Some were wondering how that was done, but Kyle has been very gracious. It's not an easy task. You have to concentrate. So we appreciate that so much. Compound time, that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 4 is slower than 6, 8. It's starting on compound beat 1. When with the Savior we enter the glory land. Okay? Two flats. Fat boys, B flat. There's our do. We've got to go up to the high me, don't we? Do, me. Ready position. Here we go. The two pattern. When with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there? All right. Very good. Now in 9-4, starting on beat 1. One day when heaven was filled with His praises. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All right. 5 flats. Dumplings, right? There's do up to the sol. Do, mi, sol. Now the 3 pattern. One day when heaven was filled with His praises. Excellent. All right. Have thine own way, Lord. Now, that starts on 7, 8, 9. If it starts on 7, 8, 9, we breathe on 4, 5, 6. We've done that before. That's old stuff. 7, 8, 9, 1. Have thine own way. As simple as that, okay? 3 flats this time, all right? Fat boys eat. There's our do. Do, be. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Very good. That 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Feeling. Okay. Now going to the 8th note. 6, 8. Different from 6, 4, only that it's faster, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Have thine affections been nailed? Okay, 2 flats. Fat boys, B flat. There it is, our do. Do, so. Ready position, here we go. Have thine affections been nailed to the cross? Is thy heart right with God? Excellent. All right. 9-8. Starting on beat 7. 7-8-9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Again, we've done this before, haven't we? Starts on 7-8-9, so we breathe on 4-5-6. 7-8-9-1. Okay? All right. Heavenly sunlight. One sharp, the key of G. Do, sol. Walking in sunlight all of my journey, over the mountains, through the deep veil. Very good. Okay. Starting on beat 1 with 12. 12, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Walking alone at eve. 3 flats. Fat boys, E flat. Okay. Going up to the sol. Do, be, sol. Down, in, out, and up. Walking alone at eve and viewing the skies afar. Excellent. Very good. All right. Starting on beat 10. 10, 11, 12, 1. Again, If we start on 10, 11, 12, we have to breathe on 7, 8, 9, which is 7, 8, 9, like we've done before. Looking to thee. 7, or 10, 11, 12, 1. Okay, it's the same repetition of the same thing, except we just got an extra beat in the measure. Three sharps, three altered sharps raised. Go down and. There we go. Do, sol. Ready position. Good. Looking to thee from day to day, trusting thy grace along the way. Excellent. Very good. Now, let's do this. You've worked so well, and I think we really were encouraged by the men. Let's ask them to come back up again. And if there's some others that want to join us this time, that would be super. But it's never too late. We'll have many more opportunities of doing this. Let's do the ones we've worked on. Sing them over again to me. So that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sing them over again to me. All right. Good. All right. Excellent. I think we need a G for us, please. I don't know if you use that for a... There we go. Very good. There's our do. Our ready position. Do. Be. The weight.
Sing them over again to be wonderful words of life. Let thee more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life, words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty, beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life, beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Very good. All right. Moving right along. Let's do, can we do Walking in Sunlight? All of my journey, we've done that before, but that'll be good. All right, we need a G. Can you push a G on there and you find it? There's our, same key, wasn't it? Okay. Do, and it goes down to sol. But remember, this one is Walking in Sun. We're going to have to go out to breathe. Coming on the upbeat and sun, walking in sun is what we want to emphasize. Good. Ready position? Do, sol.
Walking in sunlight all of my journey, over the mountains, through the deep vale. Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing His praises. Jesus is mine.
Very good. All right. Okay, Jesus' name above all names. Okay, so that's going to be down, in, out, up, but this is the compound. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay? All right. We want E. Let's choose an E. There we go. Thank you so much. So, going up to the me. Me. Get that ready position. How's it look? Wrong. All right. Very good. All right.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word.
Amen. Does feel good about it? Look good? See? seemed like it was. Seemed like I feel confident, a little more confident than before.
Better than it was.
Better than it was. That's right. And we'll do it again tomorrow night. How's that for a deal? Okay. We'll continue on with. We appreciate your encouragement, brethren, very much. And we're looking forward to wonderful results. You may be seated now. Thank you. Very encouraging. We appreciate the efforts of everyone in taking that step forward to join together in praise and to edify one another in an effective manner. Appreciate that so much. And the men that are leading, we'd like for you, this is a list of songs that are easy to start because it starts on beat one, going down, and when you get your pitch, that's it. You always start on do. So if you would think about this and practice and have this list for Thursday night, we want you to come up on Thursday night and lead one yourself. We'll practice some more tomorrow night as a group. And on Thursday night, we want you to lead by yourself, and then on Friday night. That's our goal. But these are songs that are starting on beat one and on do. And we'll put that list up there for you this evening so you can be sure and get that. Again, we're very grateful for all that you do. Sing and Be Happy, a song that was introduced in Sacred Selections. And one of the reasons I think Sacred Selections was caught on was that there were songs in it that were happy, that expressed joy. In perspective, it left out a lot of songs that were very good in worship and nature and words, intended to be more toward that kind. But Sing and Be Happy was one that has encouraged us. It talks about singing and being happy no matter what the circumstances, no matter how we're feeling. And it's a song that it has that joy in it. It also has an alto lead in it, for we're dependent on our altos to help us with that lead in the chorus. It's 683 if you need that song. And this will be our concluding song this evening, and a song of encouragement to us all, and encouragement to those who are not feeling as they should in the Lord to let their wants and wishes known in the help of the brethren. So this is a song of great assurance and encouragement to us all. Now let's stand and sing. If the skies above you are gray.
If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great all the whole day through, there's a silver lining that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see it, my friend. Trust in His promises grand. Sing and be happy. Press on to the goal. Trust Him who leads you. He will keep your soul. Let all be faithful. Look to Him and pray. Lift your voice and praise Him in song. Sing and be happy today. Oft we fail to see the rainbow up in heaven's fair sky, when it seems the fortunes of earth frown and pass us by. There are things we know that are worth more than silver and gold. If we hope and trust Him each day, we shall have pleasure untold. Sing and be happy. Press on to the goal. Trust Him who leads you. He will keep your soul. Let all be faithful. Look to Him and pray. Lift your voice and praise Him in song. Sing and be happy today.
Amen. Appreciate that so much. Tomorrow night we will talk about how unique New Testament song worship is compared to the world around us. It would be a good lesson for any religious friends that you might have to come and hear. And so it talks about what is the uniqueness of New Testament song worship. We invite you back again. Thank you so much for your participation and encouragement. Any other things that need to be said? We'll remain standing then and be led in a closing prayer.